The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
The name of the Lord be praised. Thank you, our Father in heaven. We thank you for the day, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and love, your care and protection, your deliverance, Lord. We are up this morning to declare your glory to the nations. We are up this morning to declare who you are, to thank you and appreciate you, our Father, for all that you have done. Hallelujah. We say, blessed be your holy name, faithful and thou, O God. Yes, Lord, the giver of life, the giver of good and perfect gift, the giver of testimonies, the giver of testimonies. The giver of three testimonies.
To you be all the glory.
We say, take all the glory this morning. We celebrate your holy name, Father, for your faithfulness and love, for your kindness and goodness.
Yes, resurrection power for today is coming your way. Resurrection power for today is coming your way. Resurrection power for today is coming your way. From Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God, located at Kotobabi Town. Let's continue to bless the name of the Lord.
You, Lord.
It's time to exalt the Lord. It's time to honor the Lord.
Love.
It's time to adore the Lord.
Father, for your protection. Thank you for all that you have done in the past for us. All that you are doing now and all you will continue to do. Father, you are the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Before you there is none. After you there is none. Beside you there is none. You are the one and only true God. We exalt you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We say, take your glory this morning. Take all the praise. All praises to you, Lord. All glory to you, Lord. All adoration to you. All worship to you. No one will share your glory with you. Take it, Lord, for your
we thank you for the blood. 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 We declare the blood. We declare the blood. We declare the blood. We declare the blood. We are declare the blood. We declare the blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus,
the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood. We begin by the blood, we enter your presence by the blood, we declare your blood into the studio right now, the atmosphere and the environment, we saturate the studio with your presence, with the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost fire, we declare the blood, yes, so Lord, we begin by the blood, we enter your presence by the blood, we enter your throne room this morning by the blood, yes, Lord, we declare the blood, we release the blood.
Yes, Lord, the blood, 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 the blood.
Take your glory, Lord. Take all the praise, Lord. Take all the adoration. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Father, we are grateful unto you for a brand new day, a brand new life in a brand new day. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of strength. We thank you for the gift of this day. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the worship, the honor, and the adoration. Father, we exalt you and uplift you and say, Lord, you are God and you are King. This morning, Father, we are grateful. We are grateful. We celebrate you. We thank you for what the blood of Jesus has done for us. We thank you that by the blood of Jesus, we are your children. You are your bona fide children. We are so grateful unto you. We thank you for this platform that you have given unto us through which we can come, O God, and receive, O God, the strength for the day. We can come and receive the wisdom for the day. We can come and receive the anointing for the day. We can come and receive the grace and the favor for the day. We can come and receive every quality that we need for the day. We are grateful unto you. Father, we celebrate you. And Lord, we say unto you be all the glory. We commit everyone that has joined, O God, into your care. We also pray for those who will be joining later, that Father, your presence, O Lord, will be with us. Thank you, Father, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Once again, I welcome you to Resurrection Power for Today, or simply Power for Today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church located at Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Boja and then Boja Worldwide and his team, Pascal and others. Once again, this is Power for Today. Today is the 26th day of June 2023. The 178th day of the year, 178th day of the year. Unto the Lord be all the glory. We are continuing our prayer under the theme, Commanding Fruitfulness, Productivity, Results, and Greater Works. We are commanding fruitfulness, productivity, etc. Yes. By confronting our foundations, by confronting our foundations. And the subtitle I've put there is, don't let that foundation continue to stand. Don't let that foundation continue to stand. Or don't let that foundation remain. Don't let that foundation remain. Of course, we have our scripture, foundational scriptures, Psalm 11 verse 3, when the foundations have been destroyed, what can the righteous do? Or as the foundations are being destroyed, what is the righteous doing? What is the righteous doing? And then we also have Psalm 82, verse number 5. Psalm 82, verse number 5. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. I believe that by this time we are familiar with these scriptures. It is good sometimes to just use the same scriptures until they become familiar with God's people. Again, in Romans chapter 11, verse number 16. Romans 11, verse 16, about the roots. It says, for if the first fruit is holy, the lamp is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. If the root is holy, so are the branches. I want to add Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Today I want to add Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 22. Ephesians 4, verse number 22. Let me start from verse 20. Ephesians 4, 20. But you have not so learned, but you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on, so if it's your Bible, underline put off old man, and put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Thank God that the Lord, the foundation series is becoming so matured. As the Lord has been teaching me this night from 11:23 up to about 3:30, I was before the Lord, meditating, reading the word, praying 11:30 p.m. to 3:30 this morning. Yes, I went to sleep almost around 4, yes, to prepare to catch some sleep and then come for the morning podcast. The Lord was just explaining things to me. The foundation series is becoming mature, is becoming deeper than about 20 years ago when I preached it. Because some of the things the Lord is revealing to me are very, very serious, like I'm coming to share right now. So you see, starting from Ephesians 4 from verse 20. So you see, put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. This is a foundation. This is the old foundation. Put off the old man. Who is to put it off? Jesus didn't say, I'll put it off. He didn't say, I'll put it off. So you see, I thank God that there are theologians and even professors on this line. Yes, there are professors. At least two of my professors are online. And there are theologians. At least about three or four theologians are online. See, sometimes, I thank God as a theologian, I don't just condemn people. I don't just condemn things. Somebody put something on Facebook about what a man of God said, that Jesus Christ didn't create anything. This and this. So I reply. I say, please, let us listen to the whole thing. Let's hear the whole thing. You can't just pick something and then put it there. Let's hear the whole thing. Then we understand what it means, where it's coming from. Because if he says Jesus didn't create anything, I will understand that Jesus, there were two Jesuses. We have Jesus as man and Jesus as God. He came as God living in man. So I will understand it differently. Even though the Bible says that Jesus the creator, by him all things were created in Colossians. So we need to understand. So it is good that we take time to understand all things, and also men of God, let's take time to explain. We shouldn't just make blank statement by revelation. Blunt statement. Thank you. Blunt statement. Just by your revelation, you confuse everybody. And please, you listeners, anytime you hear something that is not clear, ask questions. Very, very important, because what we are going to hear in now, and we have heard, what you see, what you hear, they influence, they form your mental and emotional, psychological foundation. Yes. So here, put off the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man. This is the new foundation in Christ, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Put on. So Ephesians 4:20 to 24. Take time to read. Put off, put on. Put off, put on. Who is to do the putting off and putting on? Me, not Jesus. So now, we thank God for today. Foundations are natural settings that spirits inhabit or take advantage of. We are starting the teaching now. Foundations are natural settings that spirits inhabit or take advantage of. We are talking about human foundations. We are not talking about the foundation of a building. We are talking about human foundations, our root, our human root, which is spiritual, like I was saying yesterday at church. Yes, this man of God, happily married, I mean, even though every marriage there are challenges, but from a Christian home. But the Lord said, deal with the evil foundation of your marriage. Evil foundation of your marriage. Look, even our ancestors, they only know what they were told. I am telling you, your grandfather knew what he was told. He wasn't told everything. So he doesn't know everything about his foundation. We don't know everything, though. The Bible, we are reading what is written down. Let me tell you, not everything is written down. That was why the Holy Spirit came. I am telling you, the Holy Spirit has come to explain, to take us deeper. We call it Rhema, to reveal the word. Behind every verse, this black and white that you are reading in the Bible, behind it are millions of revelations, even billions of revelations. Those of us who are privileged to read through the Bible every year, I am telling you, when you are reading the same portion that you read last year, the things that comes out, the things that, I mean, you see, in fact, the Bible is a living book. It's the breath of God. Let's give time to the word of God. I'm telling you, let's give time to the breath of God. Let us meditate on the word. Have time to read, to meditate, and then just to read and to get, revelation that we live, because knowledge is power. My people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. I'm telling you, knowledge is power. What you know is how your life will be. So let me repeat that statement. I'm going to make a few statements. Foundations are natural settings that spirits inhabit or take advantage of. The next one, every human being has a natural setting. Every human being has a natural setting. Every human being has a natural setting. And this natural setting is always a prey and a slave to the devil. Our natural settings are always a prey. They are forever. They are forever a prey and slave to the devil, like the flesh. You know, the flesh is a slave. The Bible says that he who sins, you become a slave to the sin. Uh-huh. So you see, the natural setting is always a prey and a slave to the devil. The next statement, as human beings, our natural setting is Adam. As human beings, our natural setting is what? Adam. Our natural setting is Adam. And Adam is called the first Adam. That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 46, 1 Corinthians 15, 46, the Bible says that the natural came first before the spiritual. The natural and then the spiritual. The natural and then the spiritual. So the natural is Adam. The spiritual is Jesus Christ. The natural is Adam. The spiritual is Jesus Christ. But then even in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, Genesis 2, 7, the Bible says that when the natural Adam, the clay, was molded, God breathed into it the breath of life. So it was the breath of life that gave the clay life. So natural, then the breath of life, spirit, entered it. That's why human beings, we are spirit. Every human being, you are a spirit having a body and a soul. You are a spirit living in a body and having what? A soul. Yes, your body is just a house that your spirit, your person, so we can't see. You can't see the real person. Yes, that's why when you think that you have shot somebody or kill somebody. So the person is dead. You are lying. The person, only the body can no longer function, but the spirit is alive. The spirit is alive. The spirit is alive somewhere in a different state. So every human being, our natural setting is Adam. But you see, our natural setting is from what? The fallen Adam. Adam in his perfect condition never had a child. I'm telling you, Adam in his perfect condition never had a child. That's the most painful thing. If Adam in his natural condition has had a child, I believe that that child would have also been perfect and living. So that if later Adam had eaten the fruit, Adam would die alone. The rest of us will come from that child. And I tell you that we will not be having the problems we are having today with the flesh. Because we have a different body. Getting up to pray is not easy. So it's not easy. Sometimes too, lust is worrying you. Anger is worrying you. All these fleshly things, we will not have been having them. No, we will not have been having them. Because Adam ate the fruit. So when the juice of the fruit, that tree is both a natural tree and also spiritual. So Adam became corrupted, distorted, fallen nature. And it was out of him that every human being came out. Cain and Abel, and then later, Cain continued to lead Seth. And then out of Seth, continued the righteous. The line of the righteous, Cain, continued to produce the line of the wicked. So you see the foundation. This is our human foundation. Now, you see, there is something. In Genesis chapter 6, God decided, Genesis chapter 6, and then from chapter 6 to chapter 8, because of the increase of wickedness, God decided to wipe away. In fact, God was grieved that he had created man on the earth. So he decided to destroy man. So he wiped away through the flood. The flood came to destroy mankind. But then God saved 8 people. Noah and his 3 sons and their wives. The Bible says that they were blameless. They were blameless before the Lord. Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. Then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind pass. Okay. The Bible said that Noah was blameless. Noah was blameless before the Lord. So, because in the whole society, in the whole community, in the whole land, Noah was the only person that was blameless before the Lord. So he was the only one that survived, that God saved. So after the flood, Noah became the originator of every human being. Noah became our, Noah and the children. Noah's family became our foundation. But remember that Noah still had the foundation of Adam. So Adam was still traveling in Noah. Adam was still traveling in Noah. And do you know that in Genesis chapter 9 verse 21, Noah became a drunkard. Noah planted a garden and drank so much that he became a drunkard. So you see, foundation, drunkard. Noah became a drunkard. Genesis chapter 9, verse number 21. Okay, from 20. Now Noah began to be a farmer, and he planted a vineyard. Then he drank of the wine and was drunk, and became uncovered in his tent. So you see, Noah became hot, drunk. So Noah became a drunkard. Drunk. So you see the foundation traveling. So because of Noah's lineage with Adam, so foundations are moving on. That was why Jesus came to destroy our old foundations and reset supernatural foundation for us. In Christ Jesus, we have a supernatural foundation. Jesus actually came to reset, repair, repackage, heal our foundations. So in Christ Jesus, we have a new foundation. That was why under inspiration, Paul was saying that we should put off the conduct of the old man, the old nature. The old man, the old nature. That scripture can also be found in Romans. Put off. We are to do it. You know, these foundational teachings must be done at the new converts or discipleship. I'm telling you. But you see, theologians have taken for granted that once you are born again, Jesus has saved you. That is all. It is true. It is true spiritually and legally. The ultimate sacrifice that Jesus offered on the cross, legally and supernaturally, it is the ultimate. It is final. It is eternally permanent. But naturally also and spiritually also, the truth is that we are still living with our fallen nature. We are still living in the flesh. We have not yet inherited the glorified body. That body will never die. Anybody who dies, the spirit takes on a new body. Yes, the moment this physical body falls, the spirit takes on what? A new body. A new body. That body never dies. That body lives forever. Either if the body qualifies in Christ, it is going to heaven straight. If the body doesn't qualify, it is going to hell. Demons will come and carry the body to hell. But angels carry the glorified body to heaven. So, that is how, it is. So Jesus came back. You see, even Jesus himself, Jesus coming as a human being, also inherited a human body. Jesus was God in man, God in human body. That is Jesus. Jesus came as God in what? Human body. He needed a human body to offer the sacrifice. He needed the human body to produce the blood that will pay, because in the spiritual realm, the highest currency is blood. Blood is life. Blood is life. And only blood can satisfy God. Only the perfect blood in the Old Testament, animal blood, was being offered to appease God, but he couldn't. So a perfect blood, a spotless blood, which Jesus inherited from the Father supernaturally. Jesus' blood was is supernatural, but his body came from the egg of the mother, Mary. His body came from human being. And as long as Jesus inherited that body, do you know the reason why Jesus prayed more than everybody? Because Jesus inherited human foundation. He was living in a physical body and in a sinful world. So Jesus also, and do you know the foundation of Jesus? From Judah. Jesus is from what? The tribe of Judah. Lust, sexual immorality. Jesus' foundation is from Judah. Judah. Genesis 38. Today, I promise that we will be treating the foundation of David. The foundation of David is the foundation of Judah. Judah. Judah is his ancestor. In fact, foundations began in Adam, but tribal foundations were established through Jacob. Jacob was where the tribal foundations, actually came from, because he had 12 sons. And each of these 12 sons became a tribe. They became a tribe. And so Jesus is coming from the tribe of Judah. And Judah in Israel, they are noted for sexual immorality, sex. They love fair women. Fair women. Fair women. In fact, when you read, is it 1 Kings chapter 11? Chapter 11. How many wives did David have? How many wives? I think David had about 5 or 6 wives, eh? David had about 5 or 6 wives. David had about, 5 or 6 wives. But then his son Solomon, from David, had 700 official ones. The ones that they said, I do. Yes, I do. Amen. Yes. 700. And then the side chiefs were 300. Solo. Par solo. Let's look at how the Bible describes Solomon in 1 Kings 11. But King Solomon loved many foreign women, as well as the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites, from the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, you shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn away your hearts after their God. Solomon clung to this in love, and he had 700 wives, princes, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. Let me just end there. And do you know the foundation of David? He began Judah. Judah, Genesis 38. Judah slept with a prostitute. He couldn't control his lust, and went ahead to sleep with his late son's wife, Tamar. His late son's wife, Tamar, slept with his daughter-in-law. Genesis 38. We will go deeper on Wednesday. Today, I want to give you this foundational point to understand these foundational things that we are dealing with. So I will not go deeper into David again. We'll go deeper with David on Wednesday. So you see, that was why, but you see, God promised that rulership, the scepter, will come from Judah. It is from Judah that rulership, kingship will come from. So that promise was there. But then there is something. That is why. Could it be the reason why women are so much associated with kings and rulers? Can this be the reason? Have you seen any ruler who has only one wife? Have you seen any king? Scarcely. Scarcely. There are. But scarcely. I'm telling you. Women are just around them. I'm not saying that all the women around them, they are doing things with them. But I'm telling you that that seat is not easy. Whether from president down to whatever. I'm telling you, they play. Because that is the foundation there. That is the foundation there. And that was why Jesus had to pray. I'm telling you, because if he does not pray, and you know that, that was the reason why Satan also tempted Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. Do you know why Satan tempted Jesus? Satan could not tempt God. Satan cannot tempt God. No, God can never be tempted. But because Jesus has a human foundation, God living in human body like us today. Do you know that now we also have Jesus living in us, the Holy Spirit living in us. So we are like Jesus. So we should even be praying more. Like Jesus came to set the pace for us. But because Jesus Christ was God living in human body, Satan knows that he can tempt him. So Satan tempted the flesh of Jesus. Yes, the human side was what Satan was tempting. But Jesus relied on the word of God. Jesus never gave in. And that was why Jesus was prayerful and always connected to the Father. That is why you and I must be prayerful and be connected to the Father. Because Jesus knew that he had a foundation. He was living in a human body in a fallen world, in a fallen system. That is why as a child of God, we should not play. Look, many of us, we are a slave to our foundation. We are a trap. The things we cannot stop, lust, immorality, sex, anger, bitterness, offenses, all those things, they are foundational. They are foundational. We've all inherited them. Tribal, whatever, they are foundational. We should be proud that we belong to our tribes. But listen to me, we should be more proud that we belong to Christ. Now, Satan always, there's another important statement here. Foundations are spiritual settings that Satan used to control culture, mindset, lifestyle, and behavioral patterns. Yes. Let me start like this. Yes. Foundations serve as, foundations are spiritual settings that controls culture, mindset, lifestyle, and behavioral patterns. Let me say it again. Foundations are spiritual settings that controls culture, mindset, lifestyle, and behavioral patterns. And the devil make advantage of our foundation. Look, even if you are a pastor, you are a pope, you are not free. Don't be surprised when pastors and men of God are displaying certain natures. That is foundation. You say, why? Sometimes Eduji will say, daddy, why is that today? You were so angry at church today. Like, you were so distant. She checks me a lot. I say, you pray for me. You pray for me. You don't understand. When you are there, when you are there as a pastor, then you know. You know. Some pastors too are over quiet. They are over quiet. So the devil, when I stand there, for example, I wanted to say this on last Sunday, the day we did education. Yes, my daughter checked me. Why is it that you were talking so harsh to people like that? Do you know what I was saying? Sunday, I will tell you. When they brought the children to come and stand there, do you know the things I was seeing standing there with some of the children? Sometimes when we get angry, we are addressing things. Things in your life, we are addressing, we are actually not angry with you, but we are addressing spirits and portals. I will explain to you. But nevertheless, yes, pastors also have foundations. We also have, there are pastors who are very, very immoral. Men of God, very, very hot, immoral. There are men and women of God who are greedy, greedy. There are men and women of God who never forgive. There are men and women of God who are very judgmental. They will curse you right now. Yes, these things are hot. Foundation. There are men and women of God who are hot fighters. They will slap you right now. They are all foundational. I'm telling you. Forget. When we are threatened, touch not my anointed, do my prophet. They are all foundational. They are all foundational. I'm telling you. And if we don't deal with them, the devil takes advantage of them. Another statement is that foundation determines and influences our everything. Foundations determines and influence everything of ours. Foundations. They determine and influence everything of ours. Foundation determine and influence your choices. Foundation determine and influence your decisions. Foundation determine and influence your actions. I'm telling you. The way you act. The things you like. Those dresses that you like wearing. The type of food you like. They are all foundational. I'm telling you. They are foundational. Foundation is your nature. Yes, your character determines your character. Foundation. Another statement. Foundation serves as a template. When we say a template, you understand a template? A template is a design. A design or a shape which has become a pattern. A pattern. For example, you are molding something. You are molding something. So you design a shape. So through which it will become a pattern for others to follow. That's the meaning of template. So foundations are templates to the happenings in your life. Look, your foundation determines the kind of things you attract. Your foundation determines the kind of things you attract in life. It's your foundation. It's your foundation. Why is that me? Only so and so happens to me. It's your foundation. It's your foundation. Now, as we pray, I want to remind you again about the characteristics of the foundation. Today we just want to pray. Then Wednesday we'll go to the foundation of Judah. Foundations, we are dealing with foundations that fight, frustrate, block our fruitfulness and productivity and results in life. What I've given you today, go and replay it, especially when you have time, because this is the foundation, like a pure introduction of this foundation to make things very clear to us. That was why Paul, the Holy Spirit through Paul, and the inspiration writing in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 to 24, that we should put off the conduct of the old man. When you hear the old man, the old nature is your foundation. We are to deal with what? Our foundation. Look, as a child of God, you must examine your life. Oh, Christian, don't just live. Always examine your life. Whether your life is in accordance with the word of God. The Bible says that, worship the Lord thy God, and his blessing shall be upon thy food and thy water, and none shall be barren. Are you barren? Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 and 26. Are you barren? If you are not productive, then you should know that that is not the word of God. The word of God says that you, the child of God, must be fruitful. You must be productive. You must produce result. So if any aspect of your life, because Jesus has paid for it, look, it is holistic. Every aspect of your life must produce result. You know, because certain areas are not working. And so the devil has settled us for less. So we have accepted the natural cliche. Look, as for this world, you can't have everything perfect. You can't have everything perfect. Look, as for men are like that too. Women are like that too. Men are like that too. Women are like that. Oh, don't you know men? Oh, why are you worried about me? It's foundation. Your husband is behaving like that. It's a foundation. Your husband is only displaying a foundation. Your wife is only displaying what? A foundation. And we are settled with it. As for this world, nothing works perfectly. It's a foundation in Christ. Christ has paid for everything in our lives to work. For every aspect of our life to do what? To work well. Christ has fully paid. Colossians 2:10. We are complete in him. There is a song. Complete, complete, complete in him. We are complete in him. Complete, complete, complete in him. We are complete in him. We are complete. Other version says, we are what? Full. Don't sit down and allow that thing last. You can't sit without seeing a woman pass. In fact, there is a man of my grandfather's, old. Do you know his name? If I mention his name in our dialect, do you know why they gave him that name? The name in our dialect, the English part says, please, let me see you. Can I see you? Can I see you? Can I see you? That's the name. Can I see you? Any woman that is, can I see you? The moment you enter the room, you come out with pregnancy. So he has many children. So they name him, can I see you? Can I see you? And then you say, it's nature. It's a foundation. Look, in Christ, that foundation is still with you. Until you deal with it, the foundation will deal with you and disgrace you and limit you. I am telling you. Who tells you that when you are doing, you are in a certain profession, as of this profession, they like women. It's a foundation. As of this profession, this is how they behave. It's a foundation. It's a foundation. It's a foundation. If you don't deal with it, it will deal with you and disgrace you and limit you. Yes, it will limit you. I know there are people who have secret children. Secret children. You think I don't know? I know. They have secret children. So whenever they are even approaching you, they are afraid. As if you have caught them. Let me tell you, anytime people are running away from you, they are running away from you and behaving in a certain way, they have a secret. They have a secret that they have suspected. Look, if I tell you the things, I won't say it. I know, and I've just left you with God to handle you. Let me mention the three characteristics of foundations. Again, number one, foundations, when these things are happening in your life, it means that there is a foundation. All of us, in fact, there are. And these foundation issues, we should be aware and be dealing with them until our whole life. I'm telling you. Jesus, even the last in the Garden of Gethsemane, he still prayed. I'm telling you, he still prayed. Number one. Inconsistency of good things. Inconsistency of good things. Good things don't last. They don't keep long with you. Good things, they don't last. Testimonies don't last. It's a foundation. Because it is all because your foundations are bought the testimonies. Your foundation steals the testimonies. Your foundation swallow the testimonies. Because your foundation is anti-testimony. They don't want you to give that testimony. Please, let witches and wizards rest. Say, let witches and wizards rest.
Let witches and wizards rest.
And let's visit our foundations.
Let's visit our foundations.
But you know, we'll not let them rest. They will never rest. Witches and wizards, you will not rest. We won't let you rest. Number two. Consistency of negative cycles and patterns. Consistency of what? Negative cycles and patterns. Consistency of bad things. You see, anytime bad things are continuing in your life, is a foundation. It's a foundation. It's a foundation. And three, foundation gives you a shadow life. Shadow life. In fact, within you, you always feel that I should be better than this. I should be greater than this. But then when you look at yourself, you see that you are not living to the tune that you should live. It means that's a foundation. Foundations give you shadow life. Shadow. You don't live your real life. You live what? A shadow life. A shadow life. One day somebody, a pastor, I went to preach somewhere. Then he called somebody. He said, come. Before me. He said, look, you shouldn't live this kind of life you are living. Ah, look at you. You should. Do you know, have you ever heard in our dialect tree, they say, we and fatal. And fatal. We are mejeo. Mejeo, how do we say it in tree? We can't say. We and fatal. How do we say it in Ghana? I don't know. We and fatal. When somebody tells you that this thing doesn't fit you, it's a foundation. This behavior doesn't fit you, it's foundation. It's a foundation. Your foundation is giving you a shadow behavior. Now, we want to end here and pray. Say, Lord, thank you for opening my eyes.
Opening my eyes.
On foundations.
On foundations.
Thank you for this revelation.
Thank you for this revelation.
About foundations. I declare this morning that any foundation I have inherited. Any foundation. That is still alive. That is still strong.
And
strongly fighting me. Strongly frustrating my fruitfulness. Strongly fighting my productivity. Strongly blocking my life. Today.
Let the Holy Ghost.
Visit that foundation. I cast it off. I put it off according to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
Ephesians chapter 4.
Verse 21.
I put it off.
Any foundation.
That I am wearing.
Like a garment.
Any foundation.
That I am wearing. Like a garment.
Any foundation.
That I have inherited.
And wearing.
Like a garment.
That is frustrating.
That is blocking.
My fruitfulness.
My productivity.
My resolve.
My greater works.
Any foundation.
I am wearing.
Like a garment.
By the blood of Jesus Christ. I detach myself. Let the lady pastor continue to lead you. I'll join you. Let's put off the negative foundation and let's detach ourselves from every negative foundation that is showing in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. I detach myself from every negative foundation that is fighting my life, that is blocking me, that is fighting my testimony. I put off that negative foundation and I detach myself. I put it off in the name of Jesus. And the Holy Ghost fire, by the Holy Ghost fire, by the name, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I put off every negative foundation. I put it off. Put off every negative foundation in the name of Jesus Christ. I detach myself. I detach my life. I detach every aspect of my life from any negative foundation that is manifesting in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I detach myself. I detach myself. I detach myself. I detach myself. I detach my life. I detach my life. I detach myself. I detach my life. I detach my life. I put off every negative foundation. I put it off. I put it off. I put it off. I put it off. Every negative foundation in my life. In my life. In my life. In my life. Every negative foundation. I put
every
it
negative
off right
foundation.
Now. I put it
every
off.
Negative
I put it
foundation.
Off. I put it
every
off
negative
in the
foundation.
Name of Jesus.
Every negative
I put
foundation.
It off. I put it
every
off.
Negative
I
foundation.
Detach myself.
Every negative
I
foundation.
Detach myself
I detach
from
myself.
Every negative
I detach
foundation.
Myself.
I detach myself.
I detach myself.
I detach myself.
I detach myself.
I
detach myself. I detach myself.
I
detach myself.
I detach
myself. I detach myself. I detach myself. I disconnect myself. I disconnect myself with the Holy Ghost fire.
With the Holy Ghost fire. With the Holy Ghost fire. With the Holy Ghost fire.
I detach. I detach. I detach. I detach, I detach, I detach,
I detach,
I detach,
I detach,
I detach, inherited foundation,
inherited foundation,
self-generated foundation, self-generated foundation,
self-generated
foundation. Inherited
foundation.
I detach.
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 I detach. I detach.
I detach.
I detach.
I detach.
I detach. I detach.
I detach.
I detach.
I detach.
I detach.
I detach. I detach.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Foundation settles you for less. Let me tell you. Everyone online, this is your level. In Christ, this is not your level, including me. This is not our level. Foundation settles us for less. I see people in the church, I've been telling Gladys, look, if you see their glory, if you see their star, but you don't see it, I'm telling you, you don't see it. It's foundation. For whatever you are today online, I say that is not your level. That is not your level. I am telling you, in Christ, that is not your level. Jesus is shaking his head in disappointment. Spiritually, that is not your level. Career-wise, that is not your level. Socially, that is not your level. You are to shine. You are to be in power, in authority. You are to rule. You are to be the head and not the tail. If you know the plans that God has for you, if you know the meaning of Jesus dying for you, you don't know. Some of us have allowed demon spirits foundations to settle us for less. And we have accepted it. Once you have been given some salary somewhere, that's okay. And you are just okay. You are more than that.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you are more than that.
Amen.
Yeah, there is a process. God can take you through a process to train you. But let me tell you, at a point, you must explode. You are a global personality. You are a national personality. You are product. When people come around you, lives must change. You touch lives. How many lives are you touching? People must feel you spiritually, physically, financially. We want to declare right now. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any voice. speaking through my foundation.
Through my foundation.
In the voice.
In the voice.
Speaking through
speaking
my foundation.
Through my foundation.
In the negative voice.
In the negative
evil voice.
Voice. Evil voice.
Speaking through my foundation.
Speaking through my foundation.
Be shut down.
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 Shut down.
Shut down. Be shut down.
The voice of the foundation. I shut down the voice of my foundation.
I shut down the voice of my foundation.
I shut down the voice of my foundation.
I shut down the voice of my foundation.
I shut down the voice of my foundation.
I shut down the voice of my foundation.
I shut down. I shut down.
I shut down. I shut down.
Now, wait, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Lord said, I should explain this. It's the voice of your foundation, your natural foundation, that speaks to your mind. That tells you that you can't make it. That tells you that has anybody done this before? That's the voice of your natural foundation. Has anybody in my family achieved this? Have you forgotten that in this family people don't live long? Have you forgotten that in this family, first marriage doesn't work? Have you forgotten that in this family, they only have female children, they don't have male? That is the voice of your old foundation. That's the voice of foundation. They create fear. They create anxiety. Look, it's a living thing. It's a living spirit. Spirits are living things. Spirit are not things. Spirit are living persons. Foundations are spiritual. Human foundations, they are spiritual. So I've explained it. Say the mighty,
the
name, of
mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the voice,
let the voice
of my foundation.
My foundation.
Let the voice,
let the voice
of my natural foundation.
Foundations
that the devil,
has
taken advantage
has
of.
Taken advantage of.
Let the voice,
let the voice
of my natural
of
foundation.
My natural foundation.
Let the voice,
let the voice
of my
of
continental
of
foundation.
My continental foundation.
As an African.
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 Mention your
yes,
country,
Lord.
Your destiny. Let the voice.
Let the voice
of my natural
of
foundation.
My natural foundation.
Natural foundation.
Natural foundation.
Let the voice.
Let the voice
of my national
of
foundation.
My national foundation.
Let the voice.
Let the voice
of my tribal
of
foundation.
My tribal foundation.
Let the voice.
Let the voice
of my family
of
foundation.
My family foundation.
Let the voice.
Let the voice
of my personal foundation.
My personal foundation.
In my mind.
In my mind.
Be shut down.
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 Be shut down. Shut them down. Shut them down.
Be shut 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 down. Shut down,
be 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 shut down,
shut them down,
shut them down,
let the voice of my natural
foundation, let the voice of my continental foundation,
let the voice of my
national foundation.
In Jesus' name. Holy
Amen.
Spirit, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm so grateful. Thank you. I submit to your authority, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit says, I should explain this to you. Do you know that what you tell yourself, others tell you? Do you know that? When you dress and you feel that you don't look fine, do you know that when you come out, people say the same thing to you? Try it and see. Say some negative things to yourself. When you come out, you go to work, people will say the same thing to you. It has happened to me. Yes. Somebody barbered me and I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. Yes. When I was in Fountain Gate, I was annoyed. Look at what you've done to my hair. Look at what you've done. When people see me, look, The first friend who saw me said, oh, but who did this? Have you seen your hair? Did you want the mirror? I am telling you, that day when I got to school, I had to hide. I had to go to another barber. They had to do Sakura. I'm telling you, they have to clear everything. It is the voice of your foundation that is what influences people. The voice of your foundation. So as you are going, your foundation begin to speak to the person who is coming. Look at him. He's like this. He's like that. You get to work. The voice of your foundation is saying that nobody has occupied that position. So that voice is now speaking to your boss. Even though you are a hard worker, even though you deserve that position, the voice of your foundation is speaking to the authorities. She doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve it. Look at her. Even no, they don't even see your hard work. They don't. Come on, let's shout the voice right now. Say any negative voice.
The voice
from my foundation.
Influencing
my life
on earth,
influencing my going out and coming in,
influencing
my atmosphere,
the voice of my foundation
that is influencing my life negatively,
Be shut down.
Be shut down. With the blood of Jesus Christ. Be shut down. The voices of my continental foundation. My national foundation. My family foundation. My personal foundation.
Silence you right now forever. You are permanently shut down.
You are permanently shut down. You are eternally shut down. Every inherited foundation, every voice from inherited foundation, from Marita and Associated Foundation, you are permanently shut down. 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 By blood and by fire, you are permanently shut down. You are permanently shut down.
Shut them down.
Do you know that your foundation can speak to your wife? That you are not the right woman. I am telling you, You woman, your foundation is speaking to your husband. That's why your husband is treating you like that. Your husband doesn't see you as a human being. Can you imagine when you are in friendship, exchanging flowers, exchanging pictures, kissing pictures, the same people will marry, and now they become what? You see, the devil knows that when you are just in friendship, it's just nothing. But the moment you marry, it's serious. That's when the foundation rises. We are shutting down the voices again. I'm telling you. Yes. The voice from your foundation is giving your husband a different picture of you, who you are. He's telling your husband something. That's why your husband is looking for another woman. I am telling you. It is also manifesting your character, your lifestyle, for your husband to see. Look at her. Look at her. And also your wife. You husband, your foundation is giving your wife a different picture. That's why your wife doesn't respect you. That's why your wife doesn't obey you. That's why your wife doesn't take you for anything. Yes, your boss. Your boss will just talk to you anyhow. Your boss will just, your colleagues, is your foundation. It's your foundation. Your foundation portrays you as a rag. Your foundation portrays you as, you know, they were interviewing somebody. The 60th anniversary committee were interviewing one of my mates. And the things she said, I was shocked. I say, oh, I see. I see. Say, look, he said, we talked to our mates rough. But that guy, we can't talk to him anyhow. Because the hand of God is upon him. I never knew this. And this lady was a rascal when we were in school. But today she's a big, one of the big women in our nation. I won't mention the name. If I mention the name, some of you might have heard that name. And when they were interviewed, this was, they said, look, when we're in school, we our mates, we don't respect, we talk to them, but that guy, Boja, we can't talk to him because the hand of God was upon him and has always been upon him. I didn't know this, that the hand of God is upon me. I didn't know this. So you see, what you carry, your foundation, can cause people to handle you and treat you anyhow. We are ending in 5 minutes time. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every voice.
Every voice.
Speaking from my foundation.
Speaking from my foundation.
That is influencing.
That is influencing.
My life negatively.
My life negatively.
My marriage negatively.
My marriage negatively.
My husband against me.
My husband against
me. My wife against me.
My wife against me.
My boss against me.
My boss against me.
My colleagues against me.
My colleagues against me.
Any foundation.
Any foundation.
That is involved.
That is involved.
That is speaking.
That is speaking.
Any foundation.
Any foundation.
That is speaking.
That is speaking.
Any foundation.
Any foundation.
That is projecting.
That is projecting.
Evil things.
Evil things.
Against me.
Against me.
Against me.
Against me.
Against me. Let that foundation.
Let that foundation.
Let that voice.
Let that voice.
Be shut down.
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 Be shut
down. Be shut down.
Shut them down.
Forever
shut them down.
Shut
them
down.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
Let that voice be shut down.
Let
that voice be shut down.
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 Yes, Lord.
Be shut down.
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 Family voices.
Family voices.
Family foundation.
Family foundational voice.
Family foundational voice.
Family foundational
voice. Continental foundational voice.
Continental foundational
voice. Tribal foundational voice.
Tribal foundational
voice. Tribal foundational voice.
Tribal foundational voice.
Be shut down in my life.
Be shut down in my life.
Be shut down in my life. Giving people a negative image, a negative perception.
In Jesus' mighty name. Let me explain this. We have 2 minutes more. Look, I have suffered negative perception. People don't know me. There were people who were anointed to give people negative perception about me. I am telling you, I don't know anyone who has suffered negative perception than me. Negative perception. People who don't know me, I have suffered it. People have left me because people told them, this man is like this. This man is like this. Instead of coming closer or praying to God to know, it is all my foundation. I'm telling you. Say any foundation giving people, somebody should write it down. Any foundation giving people a negative perception, a negative image of me, giving people a negative perception of me. Be shut down. Look, the prayer is working. An angel just appeared. The prayer is working.
Giving people negative perception about me.
Be shut down. Listen, do you know what the Holy Spirit is telling me? Let's just give the Holy Spirit time. Do you know what he's telling me? The Holy Spirit is telling me that's why some blessings don't come to you. Because your foundation speak to people who should release the blessing. That he doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve it. Look, there is nothing good that will happen to you without human being. God will command. Even angels, they will pass it through human being. But your foundation influence people negatively. Your foundation make people to forget you. Say, negative foundation. From today, I shut you down in my life. Be shut down. Say with the blood of Jesus Christ, I secure my foundation in Christ. I secure my foundation in Christ. I secure my new foundation.
I secure my new foundation.
I secure my new foundation. Let my new foundation speak.
Let my new foundation overshadow me.
Let the voice of my new foundation speak.
Let the voice of my new foundation speak into my atmosphere. Neutralize it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Any negative voice in my atmosphere. Amen.
Yes, I like this one. My own adrenaline. Those foundations whispering in the ears of my boss.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, somebody should write it. Any foundation whispering in the ears of my boss. Any foundation. This from adrenaline. My own adrenaline. Any foundation whispering in the ears of my boss and people around me. Be shut down. Be shut down. Be shut down. Be shut down.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.